So the cultural tour itself is over. The guys go home. I'm carrying on. It's not been a bad trip. I mean, the cultural tour itself wasn't so much a cultural tour, more a sightseeing tour, which has annoyed me quite a bit because we didn't even do a tea ceremony. The only one I've done is the one that I've done, you know. It was just go here, look at this, go here, look at that, walk lots of miles, don't eat for 12 hours. You know, I've lost a stone just by walking and not eating for, you know, literally most of the day. We'd have breakfast and we'd get into wherever we were going at, like, you know, 8:30 in the night, and we wouldn't actually eat until 9, and this was almost every night, which isn't good, and I'm kind of annoyed by the fact that I've been hemorrhaging money because, you know, everything's been costing stuff and we've been having to pay for the metro and everything else, and I don't mind using public transport, I like using public transport, but Kemi was stingy with what she allowed us to take, you know, but I don't know, we've seen some good things, don't get me wrong, and Japan is gorgeous, but we got no cultural information at all, so it's just like, this is Himeji, go have a wander, you know, this is Nara, don't, you know, we don't have time to pet the deer, let's hurry up and get to the temple after sort of 4 hours of walking in the, you know, 25 degree heat. Don't recommend that one, by the way. I feel like I've been a bit swindled in terms of money, and I think the others do as well, but I don't know, it's a bit... They've paid more than I have, so I feel worse for them. But, I don't know. It's over, which is good. But I wouldn't do it again. You know, we were travelling 12 hours a day because, for the sake of travelling, we lost like 4.5 days just by going back and forth. And this wasn't even necessary back and forth. This was, you know, Hiroshima to Kyoto to Sendai, and then back from Sendai to some random shithole, and then back to Tokyo. You know, we could have just gone straight to Tokyo and the guys could have met us there. You know, they were perfectly able to do it and they were happy to do it. But it's just kind of, it's like we wasted so much time travelling for no particular reason, which makes me a bit sad because, you know, we could have spent more time. Everything felt rushed, even going around the temples. You know, I wanted to, on Mount Kora, I wanted to go to a few temples. We ended up walking for 2 hours up through this massive cemetery, which was gorgeous. But, you know, only to get to a temple, spend 15 minutes in there, and then be forced to walk, you know, an hour back to the hotel. Right, half an hour back to the hotel, another half an hour, and like 7 or 8 bus stops halfway down the mountain again to the convenience store after having no food whatsoever for 12, 13, 14 hours in the heat. Did I mention the heat? It's just the lack of, you know, and but anyway, I'm moving on today, so it's a good thing. Everyone else is coming down to check out now, so I'm off to Kyoto. Bye, folks.